Hey family, how are you? I pray all is well in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and you. That's right, he is your God. And what a mighty God we serve. How are you doing, family? I pray you all well. I'm well, going through the ups and downs of transition, but God is forever faithful. Yes, God will work it out, family. It's this song that I came across, and it's just been really sitting heavy on my heart for the past few days. God will work it out. Ooh, God will work it out. One thing that I know, and one thing that I found. Oh, God will work it out. And it just been, I just been singing it. And what I love about this is when you know that it's already worked out. Like when you sit and ask yourself, what about my current situation is different from any other situation that I face? I'm talking to many people. Some people are dealing with health crisis and relational crisis and financial crisis and spiritual crisis. So many different things are happening, and we're at an hour where the enemy is running rampant and, you know, blinding the eyes of the people of God and causing us to be anxious and worry and not focus on a God that is the same. Amen. Malachi 3:6 and Hebrews 13:8 declares that we serve a God that is the same always. He never changed. He's always loving. He's all powerful. He never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Out of everything in our life, God is the only thing, the only one that is consistent, the only one that we can truly count on in a time of need, in a time of trouble. So I'm just sharing this because I want this to become your anthem. And maybe it's not for you. Maybe you are in an hour of sunshine, rainbows, and roses, and everything is working out for your good right now. And this may not apply to you. Maybe it's for someone you know who is struggling with where is God right now and trying to figure out how things are going to turn out. And if they knew that he was the same, if they remember how consistent he was, if they meditated on the goodness of God and forgot not his benefits, if they asked themselves, when I was in a jam last time, the last time I called on the name of Jesus, didn't he show up? The last time I cried out, didn't he hear my cry? The last time I needed him to shift and move and align, didn't he do what only God could do? What makes him different now? What about God has changed in this situation versus the current situations that you, the previous situations that you had in times past? And the truth is, he doesn't change. The truth is, we change. We move. We allow the cares of this world to swift us, and we become double-minded, and we be in our emotions, and we're not meditating on the word, and we're not focusing on the hill which cometh our help. We're not standing on the rock that's hired in who we are. We are going to be challenged. Even the Lord said, in this world, you will have tribulation, but in me, you will have rest. We forget to stay in the presence of God. We allow our situations and circumstances to take us out of the presence of God, to take us out of a mindset of we serve a faithful God who is the same, who is forever faithful. We allow the cares of this world to make us question a God that is consistent, a God that is of integrity, a God that he swore by himself because there was no one greater. Family, do you remember that? God swore on himself so that we would know, I got this. I don't change. I don't change my mind. I don't decide to give you something and take it back. What I do, all good gift come from the Lord, the Father of lights. We have to remember that, family, and we have to know that he is on the throne and in control, that he is seeing, he sit high and he looks low, that your current situation didn't catch him by surprise. And he didn't say, you know what? I'm not showing up this time. I'm not going to give you peace this time. I'm not going to heal you this time. That's not the God we serve, but it's our mindset. It's where we are mentally, where we are emotionally, where we are spiritually. We have shifted and moved away from the presence of God. We have removed ourselves from cleaving to the vine. It is in the presence of God. It's in cleaving to the vine that we are reminded of his faithfulness, that we are reminded of how good he is, that we are reminded of how faithful and assuring and consistent that he is. God will work it out, family. And I just wanted to encourage your heart. I did a small snippet on my Facebook page, but it's just been heavy on my heart all day, all night. God will work it out. And I'm not sure who this is for, but I pray that the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon the person that needs to hear this word. The same God that was with you last time is with you right now. Don't let the absence, or what appears to be the absence of God, causes you to draw to a conclusion that God is not in the midst of your situation. God is right there. He is forever present and omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. Matter of fact, because he's everywhere at the same time, he's in the midst of this situation as well as in the last situation, because he is that sovereign. He is that mighty. He is that powerful. So he is fully aware of every need and every concern that you have. And all he is looking for is for you to trust him. Trust him even when you can't trace him. Trust him when your feelings and your emotions get overwhelmed and get the best of you. Trust him when life look like it's turning upside down. Trust him. Don't allow what you see with your natural eyes to make you question a God that is so consistent. Don't allow the pains of you happen to tarry, because many of us don't like to wait. We want immediate gratification. We want immediate change. We want immediate shifts. But we must realize that there is something that God is doing in the midst of that wait. The wait is not just to make you anxious and frustrated. It's to build character, to build patience, to build integrity, to build spiritual muscle in you so that you can stand with an assurance that I don't care how long it takes, my God is consistent. I don't care how long it takes, he's not going to change his mind. I don't care how long it takes, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I find confidence in knowing that he is a present help, and that he didn't leave and he didn't walk away, and that he doesn't have me sitting here soaking in my own worries and anxiousness, but yet he is forever present. Matter of fact, he is saying, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Come learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart. He is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, hoping that you see him, hoping that he get your attention, that I never left you. I'm here knocking. I never walked away from you. I'm here knocking. Fix your eyes on me. Know that you know that you know. To get to a place of spiritual maturity, that nothing in this world or on this side of eternity can shift your attitude of knowing he is working it out. That Romans 8:28 is your anthem. All things are working together for my good. All of it. It may be stressful. It may be frustrating. It may be painful, hurtful, whatever the case may be. But I can declare that all things are working out for my good. And that has to be your anthem. That has to be your declarations in the times that we are in. There's so much going on, but you need the strength of the word of God. The word of God is, is sharper than a two-edged sword, family, piercing and dividing down to the bone and the marrow. And sometimes we need to be reminded that God is consistent, that God is faithful. It may not seem like it to you because you're looking at it from a fleshly perspective. The flesh want instant gratification. The flesh want now. The flesh, but the spirit knows. The spirit bear witness. Tap into the spirit. So like, you know what, God, you're right here and you're doing something in the midst. You're strengthening me. You're sharpening me. You're shaping me. You're building me. The wait is not for nothing. The wait has a purpose. My God, the wait has a purpose. So you have to say, God, you're working this out. I don't know how you're working it out, but I know that you're working it out. So I'm going to declare that. I'm going to be bold. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to praise you in the midst of the wait. I'm going to praise you in the midst of me waiting for you to show me what you have been doing behind the scenes. Because family, when God does it, it's not as if he just now done it. Your eyes were unable to see because you wasn't fixed on God. God is always moving. God is always shifting. God is always aligning. Our inability to see is not because he isn't there. He isn't present. It's because we have moved. We have moved and shift our focus on things that are outside of God. And this is why it's so important that we always fix our eyes on him, looking to Jesus, the finisher and the author of our faith. If we don't keep our eyes on the Lord, family, we will always be drawn away and always fall into anxiety and some depression and worry because we shifted and moved our eyes off of the only one that is consistent, the only one that is faithful, the only one that is everlasting, the only one that never changed, the only one. Man, I love the Lord. Nor depths, nor height, nor principalities, family, no powers, nothing past, nothing present. Nothing, family, can separate you from the love of God. When you have that knowing, no, you love me. No, you got my back. No, greater is he that is in me. No, more is with me than them that are against me. No, you got this. You are working this out. And you begin to declare your anthem. God will work it out. Oh, God will work it out. One thing that I know, one thing that I found, oh, God will work it out. I love this song. It has been in my heart and it's going to become an anthem, because what I appreciate about it is when she says one thing that I know is because it's one thing that I found out. I found out how consistent he was and how faithful he was and how loving he was because of the last time I called on his name, because of the last storm and trial I was in. And he didn't leave me comfortless because of the last family. Remember the last time he showed up and showed out, and let that be your anthem. Let that be your declaration. One thing that I know, one thing that I've found, oh God, we'll work it out. I know it may feel uncomfortable. You may be going through a tough, crazy time, but hold fast to the word of God. Hold fast to what you know about God. Because it's easy to say, hold on to the word, hold on to the word. It'll never return unto him void. But I'll ask you to take it another notch further. Hold fast to how God already showed up for you and to remind yourself that he is the same. That if he showed up then, he's going to show up now. If he loved you then, he's going to love you now. If he healed you then, he's going to heal you now. Whatever God did for you before, when you called on the name of Jesus, please know that this current situation didn't change his character. This current situation didn't change his love. This current situation didn't change his mighty righteous right hand. This current situation didn't change that he has angels on assignment according to Psalms 91. This current situation did not change that the leaves on the trees are healing for the nations. This current situation didn't change the fact that he is still the balm of Gilead. Family, remember how God has showed up in times past. Remember and remind yourself of the goodness of God and forgive. forget not his benefits, because he is working it out, because he's already worked it out. That's the God we serve. And that's the confidence and the boldness that you have to have in the midst of everything, of all of the confusion, knowing that my God is not the author of confusion, but the author and the finisher of my faith. And this is already worked out. It may not look like it from the natural eye, but because it's not what is seen, hallelujah, for what is seen is temporal and what is unseen is eternal, because I'm willing to tap into the unseen things. I acknowledge that he already worked it out because I can't see it. What I can't see is greater than what I can see. And what I can't see is that he already moved. The Bible says his ears are not too heavy to hear your prayer, nor is his hands too short to save. Oh, because I know one thing that I know, one thing that I found. Oh, God, we'll work it out. I know because he did it before. I don't know who this is for. I don't know who need to hear this right now, but hold fast and begin to sing your anthem. My God is working it out. And I know it because he did it before. I found out how good he was. I found out how faithful he was. I found out how much he loved me. I found out how much he was there for me. I found out that there were angels on assignment. I found out. What did you find out the last time you called on the name of the Lord? Whatever you found out, what I love about God, when you read throughout scripture, every time they cried and they called on the Lord, God showed up in a mighty way. In the place where God visited them, they named that place Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Amen. That was Abraham. When you think of Hagar, El Roi, the God who sees me, we have to get like them. And I mentioned this many times before. When God showed up the last time, you got to remind yourself and have these build an altar unto God. I know the God that I serve. You showed up in this way. You were my provider. You were my healer. You were my shepherd. You showed up as Almighty God. You showed up as the judge. You showed up. How did God show up the last time you called on his name? And let that be your confidence in your declaration for what you're in now, because he is the same. He's going to show up in a different way because he wants to show you another level of who he is. He wants to show you another part of his character, because when God shows up, he comes and he shows you a different side of him. I want to show you that I'm the lover of your soul. I want to show you that I'm the Prince of Peace. I want to show you that I'm the healer. Hallelujah. I want to show you that I'm a provider and that there's a ram in the thicket. I want to show you that I'm your protector, hallelujah, and that there's a shield, hallelujah, that I'm a shield and a refuge for you. When God shows up, he shows up and shows you another part of his character. And I love that about God, that when I go through different things, that when I call on the name of the Lord, he shows up in a way that I didn't see him before, or he shows up in a more mightier way, in a way that I have already experienced, to give me an assurance, oh, you are my provider. Oh, you are my protector. Oh, Lord, you are a shield about me. Hallelujah. Therefore, I will lift up my head. I love that about God. So in the midst of the situation, instead of complaining, instead of crying, instead of being anxious and worrying, declare, my God is already working this out. And not only is he working it out, I am going to experience another part of his character. I'm going to experience the more of God. And I don't want to miss this part of God because I'm in my feelings. I don't want to miss the face of God because I'm in my head. I don't want to miss what God want to show me about who he is in my life because I'm focused on my situations and circumstances. So I encourage you, family, God is already working it out. Let that be your declaration. Let that be the song in your heart. Let that be what you even do. God, I already know you are faithful. You are consistent. You are a God who does not lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. So I'm going to just sit back and relax and watch you be God. I'm going to sit back and relax and watch you do what only you could do, because what man says is impossible, I know it's possible with you. And because you love me, because you're faithful, because you are a covenant keeping God. Even in my mess, hallelujah, you are there for me because of your covenant, hallelujah. And I declare and decree that you have worked this out for me. And I'm just waiting for the manifestations to see it unfold. I am waiting to see another part of your character. I'm waiting to see with expectations and a heart of gratitude because I know my God. We get all caught up and we get in our feelings because we really don't know the God we say that we serve. Because if we truly, truly knew him in depth, the deep calleth on to the deep. If you truly knew him in depth, would you be anxious? Would you be worried? Would you be frustrated? Or would you be carefree like that little boy and that little girl that he said, come to me, unless you come as a child. Why? Because kids are dependent on their Father. And until we have that childlike mentality, knowing that he didn't forget about us and that he will never leave us comfortless and that we can count on him to show up and show out, even if what we think is the last hour, because it's not really the last hour. God is always on time. Hallelujah. To us, we like, man, you came at the last hour. And God was like, no, I'm right on time. But it's our perspective and how we look at how God showed up and when he showed up. But when that little boy and that little girl carefree just rest in the promises of God and rest in the Father that they know. I can't rest. I can't rest in the hands of somebody that I don't know. I don't know if you're going to do what you say you're going to. I don't know you. And this is why Jesus said, come learn of me. Come get to know how faithful I am. Get to know how much I love you. Get to know how much I'm for you. Get to know me. But we are getting to know the world and we're getting to know the people in this world more than we know the God we say that we serve. And even though we know in part, there should be a level of maturity for all of us, that each season we grow in our knowledge of God, that gives us a sure foot, that we are sure footed in the things of God. We are sure footed on the promises of God. And if you just have one thing to hold on to, you hold on to it with all of your might, because God will work it out. Ooh, God will work it out. One thing that I know, one thing that I found. Oh, God will work it out. You hold on to it, family. But you can't declare that if you don't know, if you don't have that confidence. If you don't remind yourself, stop reminding and playing over and over your head the problem. Play over and over in your head how good God is. Play over and over in your head how faithful he is. Play over and over in your head the word that brings you comfort, the words that brings you assurance, the words that will never return unto him void. That's what you must replay over and over your head. Not the situation, not the problem, because that's only going to put you in a negative mindset. That's only going to make you more depressed and more anxious. But there is a freedom and there is a peace. There is a liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there is a joy that comes with knowing that my God is that he is. I am that I am. But you got to get to know him to find rest in him. You got to get to know him fully, not halfway, because halfway is not going to get you by all the way. It'll get you through a little thing, but when the times come that you really need to hold fast to the word that God's spoken in your life and the promises that God has given you, family, you need to be all the way in, because he's all the way in. I encourage your heart to know God is working it out. It is already being worked out. Declare and decree that. Let that be your anthem. Let Romans 8:28 be your anthem. All things are working together for my good, in spite of what it looks like. I'm not focusing on what I can see. I am focusing on a God that I cannot see, because he's faithful and he's forever consistent, and I praise his holy name. Family, I pray this encouraged you. I pray this blessed you. And by the grace of God, this day that the Lord has made will shift for you, because now you are shifting your mind and you're going to now meditate on the goodness of God and not meditate on your problem. And it's not to say that the problem, because these problems are very, they be coming. They're intruders, because they want to keep you in a negative state. But you're going to be intentional and cast down every negative imagination that exalts itself higher than the knowledge of God. But see, what's powerful about this scripture is, how can you cast something down that exalts itself higher than the knowledge of God? But you have to get a knowledge of God to be able to cast it down. Man, have you come to a knowledge of who God is? Have you come to a place that you know, that you know, that you know, my God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him? When you have that knowledge, you can cast down negative imagination. When you have the knowledge that he is forever faithful and that he will never leave or forsake you, you don't just have it in your head, but it's in your heart. It's a knowing. It's a knowing. You can cast down those negative imaginations. Get the information that you need about who God is, so you can combat the warfare that is up against you. Once again, you cannot cast down negative imagination that exalt itself over the knowledge of God if you do not fill yourself with the knowledge of God. Get in the word. Meditate on those scriptures that are powerful, that are mighty, that strengthens you, that fortifies you, that you can declare and decree who your God is in the midst of any situation and circumstance, and say, it is already worked out, and I am holding fast, and I am declaring that my God is working it out. Because it's one thing, if it's nothing else, it's one thing that I know. And I know it because I found out. I found out the last time I needed him. And because he did it then, and because the knowledge says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, I can hold fast and not let go, and persevere in faith, in hope, knowing that he is a merciful, gracious, faithful God. God will work it out. Oh, God will work it out. One thing that I know, one thing that I found. Oh, God will work it out. I love you, family. May God bless you and keep you until we talk again. Be blessed.